All right, welcome back. A lot of big stories happening in our area. And generally, when that happens, we call on our good friend Mike Lee, the managing editor at Crane's Detroit Business, because they are keeping a watchful eye on everything that's happening. And our Crane's interview brought to you today by Taft Law, a modern law firm with over 800 attorneys throughout the Midwest and the District of Columbia. Learn more at taftlaw.com. Mike, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Chris. Happy Monday.
Obviously, the shift towards electric vehicles means we need more production plants for EVs, whether that's batteries or other components. And we've seen an influx of that here in the state of Michigan recently, obviously General Motors, and then the plants out in West Michigan, particularly the Goshen plant out in Big Rapids, and then you've got the Ford plant out in Marshall. And there has been talk about the type of government subsidies that go towards that and the development of the land and the property into the plants that will eventually produce these parts. But you're talking about big-time money that's being spent when you look at the number of jobs that this project will produce.
Absolutely. The state of Michigan is pouring a whole lot of incentive money into luring the electric vehicle plants, the battery plants especially, because they see it as, you know, the future of the automotive business, and we need to hang on to the automotive business. And there's also a whole lot of federal money that has been poured into this really strategically to make sure that that industry takes root in the U.S. But the money is adding up. We did the math on some of the government subsidies for these plants. The Ford plant tops out. There are a number of ways you could figure out how much the state is paying. In total, it's subsidizing. It's $1.7 billion if you include everything, site preparation. That works out to more than $670,000 per job. The state economic development officials say, well, we have to do the site prep and infrastructure around this anyway. So if you subtract that out, it's still $350,000 a job. It comes out to more than some of the other deals the state has made. Really, what this is an arms race among the states to lure these plants. They're flush with cash from federal COVID money and infrastructure money, and they're using it to compete with each other to lure this industry. And Michigan's just playing that game. It will be interesting to see it play out. There's still some legislative approvals needed for a lot of these plants. And they become more and more of a political football in some ways, mm-hmm. With ties to China. Whatever you think of that is a factor here. So we'll have to see how this plays out. But as of now, the plants are on the way.
Well, and I think you make a really good point. Again, the winners here are the companies, right? Because they're the ones that are fighting for this pot of money that states are basically throwing at them because they want the jobs.
Absolutely. They're everybody's, you know, playing the game that they've been handed, and they're playing it as well as they can. I mean, there's nothing nefarious going on here. This is on purpose.
It's just trying to woo these businesses to your communities. That's the bottom line. Obviously March Madness is going on and it's been wild. But you talk about a really interesting story in sports going on right now, and it involves the company who owns Bally Sports. They're in some financial trouble, filing for bankruptcy, and that's going to throw a lot of these local markets that pay to broadcast these games. It's going to throw them into a tizzy, because if things go awry and payments aren't made, and all of a sudden, is it really possible that we could see a point where we're not going to be able to watch Tigers games on TV or Red Wings games on TV? I mean, are we at that point? And what is that inflection point?
We're not at that point right now. The Bally says it's business as usual. They're in bankruptcy, and they've already missed some payments to some teams, the Diamondbacks and the others. It's one of the more complicated. I've been a business editor and reporter for a long time. It's one of the more complicated bankruptcies to game out how it will work, because this, you know, this TV network, Diamond Sports, that owns the Bally Networks, has individual contracts with all these teams. The league wants, has its own desires. You know, the teams are all run by billionaires who are used to getting their way. And so, you know, what could gaming out, what could happen here is really complicated. Some teams have already said that if the payments, which are usually made at the beginning of the baseball season, aren't made, they will opt out of those TV deals and go another direction. What direction that is unclear. Major Tigers have not said what their strategy is. Major League Baseball has said that, you know, if for some reason games aren't going to be broadcast, you'll still be able to watch them somewhere, at the very least through the MLB TV app. So it's a little bit in flux here. I think we can expect the Tigers to open on the Bally Network, but I think a lot's going to happen over the next 2 weeks in this bankruptcy case, and we'll be keeping tabs on it.
Yeah.
Tigers open on Thursday in Tampa. So
it's wonderful.
Looking forward to it.
And then the home opener on April 6th, which, of course, will be out at the Opera House broadcasting from at the Cadillac Cafe. But what I've seen is Major League Baseball says, look, if these teams that are with this company who broadcast these games, if by chance things go awry, then Major League Baseball is going to take over the duties of broadcasting those games, and whether they go to streaming or another source, we'll have to see. But you're right, it is something that we're going to have to keep a close eye on. In the meantime, speaking of sports, the Detroit City Council set to hear another proposal from the Illich family and Stephen Ross, the Detroit native and New York business developer, owner of the Miami Dolphins, about that next phase of building out the District Detroit in the area around Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, the new proposal, it's been much debated. It's 10 buildings, some renovations, some new construction in the District Detroit. It's the first really major project in Detroit that Stephen Ross has taken on, and they are looking for more than $600 million in government subsidies. This time, what are called transformational brownfield incentives, which are what Dan Gilbert has been using to build the skyscraper on the Hudson site, renovate the book tower. That's the only other projects that have gotten these kind of subsidies. Some people are skeptical of the Illich family and its track record of building what, you know, the vision that was promised when the District Detroit and Little Caesars Arena was unveiled. This would be a step forward in bringing that vision into reality. And the Detroit City Council this week will vote on those incentives or is scheduled to take them up again anyway. They debated them last week and tabled it for a week and may vote tomorrow on these incentives. You know, really, regardless of what happens here, it's kind of a turning point for that part of downtown Detroit. Mm-hmm. Some people are tired of handing out money to, as they say, billionaires, but they also can take their ball and go home if they don't get what they want.
Absolutely.
So we shall have to see.
And you're right. And the further development of that area is so important, especially to somebody like the Detroit Sports Commission, when they're trying to sell, you know, the NFL to bring a Super Bowl here or an All-Star game to get here or whatever, having that type of access to hotels, retail space, it's incredibly important. So the long-reaching ramifications of a deal like that is very important. Mike Lee, always appreciate the time and insight. Keep up the good work over at Crane's Detroit Business.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Got to take a break. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show. Look at some of these horrific storms that are taking place in the South. That's